This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
All right. Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Brian Nani. Good morning, Brian. I'm looking forward to this conversation. Cool company.
Yeah, great company. I actually worked for this company at one point, so I'm really looking forward to learning.
And you agreed to actually spend more time with you?
Yeah, right. I don't know why.
Wow. Okay. Well, this should be interesting. I might have to shift the interview to kind of get a little review on Brian's work ethic. So, all right. Well, let's get to it. We're joined by Chris Harris. He's the president, CEO, and founder of Lift It Moving and Storage. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you having me.
I appreciate you making time to join us. I know you're a busy fellow, so I appreciate you carving out the time. Chris, two things. Tell us a bit about you and your background, and then give us the 10,000-foot view of Lift It. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Okay. Actually, this was a business that my brother and I happened to found when we were in college at UGA. At the time, it was known as the College Moving Company, which is quite a mouthful to say, which is also part of the reason why we just rebranded. It kind of took on a life of its own. We competed in UGA's Next Up Entrepreneur competition and got involved with some different things with Terry School of Business there. And then upon graduation, I went off, got your quote unquote real job and spent about a year and a half doing regional sales for the Southeast for a company based out of Brookfield, Wisconsin. And I just had this itch to come back and do my own thing. Lo and behold, here we are. Never intended to go to college and graduate and then start a moving company. Definitely not what I aspired to do in Georgia. But I did know I was one of those guys in the fourth year of college that still really didn't know what I wanted to do. And entrepreneurship kind of always, the tough thing about entrepreneurship, I guess, is you don't know how to apply. It could be a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't know where to apply those ideas. So we felt that we had a demand. We came back and within 36 months, we were a $1.2 million company and doing business in over 32 states. We're now expanding to actually pretty much those same markets, 32 different markets around the country. So it's been a rip-roaring pace. We've definitely grown a lot and it has been quite the journey.
Yes.
So here we are.
Sounds quite a journey. And you talked a little bit about the rebrand and how you were a College Moving Company and that's a mouthful. And so you switched now to Lift It Moving and Storage. Talk more about that.
Okay. So as mentioned, with the College Moving Company, we initially moved college students during those transitional summer months. We kind of found that just organically, we started moving more than just students and doing furniture installations for multifamily housing communities and such. So we kind of evolved into that. And we wanted something that was very modern, very sleek, because our company's slogan at this point is moving in the modern world. We've done a lot of really cool things, of which I think we're going to talk about here later. But to really revolutionize and innovate our industry, it was, from our perception, it was definitely lacking some much needed implementation of technology and some various iterations and implementations that we're doing that really transform our industry. So the Lift It name is something that it's easy to say. It's like Uber, you know, it's just quick and easy. And so we feel like it's something that nationwide on that platform is going to really serve us well.
No, I dig it. You know, now I've lived in a lot of houses. I've moved a heck of a lot. In fact, my poor wife and I have moved four times in the last 3 years.
Oh, wow.
So you'll be hearing from us, because I have no doubt we'll move it again. But every move had always been the same old, I don't know how to say it, but the process had never really changed.
Right.
So when you say moving in the modern world and then using technology, how do you use technology moving stuff?
Yeah,
Walk us through that.
And that was a big challenge, because we had these ideas and it was a matter of how do we implement, some of which I don't want to give too much away from secret sauce kind of standpoint, you know, trade secrets here, but a lot of the people in the industry were using paper forms still. And why not use tablets? You know, we have ways now where we can actually have recorded live footage from jobs. So we can actually log in from anywhere in the country and see what's going on any specific move, whether you're in Georgia or North Dakota, it doesn't matter. So that was a really cool little added feature.
Actually, what's the value of that?
Well, for training purposes, quality assurance, and, you know, various things like it's a matter of, we can manage now, because the big thing with a service industry or service business is you don't have management overlooking their shoulder to see what they're doing. So with this, it gives us the ability to have just that and know exactly what they're doing. And they know at any given time we can log in and see what they're doing.
That's really cool. Now, as the client, could I watch your crew moving my furniture?
Absolutely.
Oh, no. See, I like, okay. Now I understand what you mean by moving in the modern world.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and that's just a little small sample size of what we're doing. And We actually eliminated 33 action steps for our sales folks per customer.
Eliminated 33 action steps.
Yeah, through a various series of automations that we did. So that enables us to focus on our differentiators and separate ourselves from our competitors. You know, a lot of these things were very monotonous tasks that by just automating them, it just made sense and it still gets accomplished. And not only that, but you eliminate that human error. Oh, I forgot. Well, the system doesn't forget. It's a machine. That's what it does. So just little things like that we're really excited about. And it's really given us the ability to be so aggressive in expansion around the country.
Oh, I'm kind of digging this. Okay, so you kind of are the Uber of the moving storage industry.
That's not a bad goal to shoot for.
That is not. All right. Chris Harris will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Chris Harris, President, CEO, and founder of Lift It Moving and Storage.
And Chris, right before we went to the break, we were talking about Lift It and all the technology that it's using to, you know, serve the market better and differentiate itself from its competitors. So recently you guys rolled out a pricing generator and it got a complete revamp. Mm-hmm. Talk to us a little bit about the pricing generator, what it does and how it's changed.
Yeah, so one of the things we found was in our industry, you couldn't really get even a ballpark price for moving, even if it was just perspective, you know, thinking ahead 6 months, 8 months. So what we did was we took just some averages on the data that we had pulled from like thousands of moves, and we basically associated like weighted values to each one of those different selections. I'll spare you some of the details here, but basically it would give you a rough estimate, and it's come as close as we've had our sales folks go back and review it and then give actual accurate pricing after the fact. And it's come as close as like $7 to $12.
Wow.
So yeah.
That's pretty accurate pricing.
Yeah. So, and there are times where there's some specificities that really throw it out of whack, like $100. But in terms of, you know, $1,000.
What would cause that?
Distance. Sometimes if there's more than one location that they need stuff picked up from.
Someone forgetting to tell you they have a billiards table or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Okay. So some of those, there's going to be some outliers, but for the most part, 98% of it is going to be pretty darn accurate.
Well, based on my past experience, if we were off $100, that wouldn't make me lose any sleep.
Right.
So that's still pretty darn good. Sure. We've been really focusing on the moving side of this thing, but it's lifted moving and storage. Walk us through some of the storage services that you have.
So right now, we have strategic networks of various people we work with that actually we refer business to them, but the long-term build out for us is that we would actually have that as a part of what we offer to be a one-stop shop. So that is the long-term build out for our concept.
And the storage services now are, you know, I'll move you from place A to city B. The house isn't ready yet, so we'll store it for you in the interim. So that kind of storage service.
You're downsizing, stuff like that. Yeah. So, and the cool thing about that is if we had that expanded reach around the country, you know, we could have our guys in, for example, Baton Rouge, which is the place we have a location. You move your stuff there, we have a crew there that puts you into one of our facilities and stores your things. You know, so it is that at some point it will be that expanding network that we have to be able to provide that service nationwide.
Got it. Well, you said Baton Rouge and you guys have expanded to 32 markets?
Well, no. That's the build out for the next 24 to 36 months. Mm-hmm. We are actively, though, we did break ground 2 months ago in Baton Rouge.
Okay.
So we are currently doing business there.
So what are some other markets that you guys are in or expanding to?
So right now, obviously, Athens, Georgia is where we were founded.
Right.
Here in Atlanta, mm-hmm. Baton Rouge. We've got Knoxville, Tennessee, and Columbia, Missouri on our immediate radar. Mm-hmm. We've got Charlotte, Raleigh. Raleigh-Durham kind of area. Mm. And there's several, Jacksonville, Orlando, Tallahassee. There's several, predominantly in the Southeast. We kind of feel like it was smart to stay within reasonable distance just until for quality assurance, we want to make sure we're not overexpanding or spreading ourselves too thin.
Now, as I hear your side off the towns, what I know immediately are those are college towns.
Yes.
So, I mean, obviously the original company was founded at Athens, moving students in and out of student housing, which let me assure you, that's a booming market.
Sure.
Is that part of the strategy? That's a great anchor as a college town where you got a lot of movement with students.
Sure. And the big thing, and this is, you know, again, I've done a lot of research on how to successfully build out companies and expand. And they really emphasize, find a place that's very similar to where you've experienced success. Mm-hmm. And your first few, you can't swing and miss. You have to hit home runs because mm-hmm. you're not to the point. I mean, yes, we're growing and yes, we're making a lot more than we were 3 years ago as a startup, but you don't want to go backward. So we really want to find something that's very similar. So we've taken like 6 or 7 different pieces of data where we're like, okay, this is a very similar market. We can succeed here because of X, Y, and Z.
No, we're talking 7 figures of success here. I mean, so you're off sure. to a heck of a good start.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you guys have done some stuff with nonprofits, have you?
Yeah, well, it just makes sense for us to donate some of the stuff that people don't want.
Sure. So, talk about that a little bit.
So we haven't touched on this yet, but with the commercial division of our company, we do furniture installations, which actually, Brian, you worked on one of those for us several years ago as you were in college.
Yeah.
So with those, a lot of these are trade assignments, meaning we're actually taking out pre-existing furniture and replacing it with new product.
Mm-hmm.
So some of these, like we did one in Los Angeles, there was 11,000 pieces of furniture. That all has to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another one, actually, most notably in Austin, Texas. We actually donate all the furniture to a furniture bank in San Antonio, where it would help basically provide furniture for battered women's shelter. Mm-hmm. Sorry, that was a tongue twister. and also some various like children's organizations and such. So, you know, that was quite a bit. I think it was 7,400 something pieces of furniture that
were
going to be reused versus just taking them to a landfill. So we just tried to identify some unique opportunities in which we could take that and give back. And then the other thing we're doing, which would have served you well when you were in college, is we're actually starting we're called Lift Higher, which is a higher education program. We're actually going to be making contributions to help students fund their way through school. So whether they're prospective students or current students, we want to promote that angle of, you know, lift higher. Try to push yourself, further your life. We want to be the platform in which people work for us and they build a solid foundation. They learn some core values. And it's like that transition from college life to real world kind of thing. So we hope that it's not just the education in school, but also their employment time with us as students. They can use that to catapult themselves into their adult lives.
Very, very cool. I commend you on those two programs. And I used to serve many years ago on the board of the Furniture Bank of Metro Atlanta.
Oh, cool.
And
very
let me
cool.
just tell you, how great the need is for that kind of furniture.
Absolutely. I mean,
it's sadly mind-boggling how much need there is there. So grateful that you're doing that.
Sure. And there's a lot of them actually shutting down around the country because they just can't get the funding. So, you know, that's disappointing. And it's, but we hope that they'll be around long enough for us to keep contributing in that
and I have no doubt that you'll figure out another way to serve in that capacity.
Sure.
That need arise. All right. Well, Chris, I hate to say it, about out of time. Before I let you go, how can people contact you? Should they have questions, and where can they learn more about Lift It?
Sure. Well, the first thing obviously is the website, liftitmovingco.com. You can also follow us on Facebook and all the various social platforms, whether it's hashtag Lift It Movers or at Lift It Movers, whatever handle button. You search Lift It Moving and Storage, you're going to find us and follow us. And, you know, we do a lot of really cool things and we really try to promote our people. So to follow us on those various platforms, definitely keep in touch with what's going on and find out some exciting things, what we're up to. So anyways, again, I appreciate you guys for having me on.
Well, the pleasure was ours. That was Chris Harris, President, CEO, and founder of Lift It Moving and Storage. Once again, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guest, Chris Harris, my co-host, Brian Nonni, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.